I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News. Here in Washington State, not every race has been decided. As for Washington Governor, Republican Rob McKenna is trailing Democrat Jay Inslee by about 2.5 percentage points. Referendum 74 would uphold the legislature's approval of same-sex marriage, and that is leading 52-48%. Opponents aren't ready to concede that race yet. The charter schools initiative is also too slim to call. It could pass and has a narrow lead. But the returns on the marijuana initiative are decisive. Recreational use will soon be legal in Washington. Meanwhile, Democrat Susan DelBene has beat her opponent, John Koster, in Washington's newly drawn 1st Congressional District. To help further flesh out the issues, KUOW's political reporter Austin Jenkins joins me. In the race for governor, Rob McKenna has said we won't know the winner until Friday. Austin, how important is today's ballot count then?
Today's ballot count is very important because we're going to see if the trend line is changing. We're going to see if Rob McKenna is picking up some steam in King County, which he and his campaign are predicting. He's been polling at about 37% in King County. Now he needs to sort of skip into the 41, 42, 43% territory if he's going to have a chance of winning this race. About 90% of the votes will be counted by Friday afternoon. At that point, I think we'll probably know.
And as far as all of the referendum issues and several other races, the clear sort of, if you step back, the clear overall picture is that this is a blue state. What else are you seeing, Austin?
It's a blue state with voters who are still willing to split their ticket, still willing to demonstrate an independent streak. And you see that because this is a state that handily reelected Barack Obama president, handily reelected Senator Maria Cantwell, a Democrat, but clearly many of those voters are also voting for Rob McKenna for governor. Otherwise, this race wouldn't be so close. And so sort of true to Washington's blue nature, we are a blue state still, but there's that independent streak that we're well known for.
Well, what is it about Rob McKenna that really makes him different if he is this close and potentially could be the next Republican governor since 1980?
You know, this is a couple of things. I think that oftentimes they talk about the top of the ticket, the presidential race, really impacting the top of the ticket at the state level. In this case, you know, we didn't see the candidates for the president. They ignored Washington. So I think that this governor's race was sort of a standalone. I think that voters were looking at the messages from both candidates, hearing them loud and clear, and it was this question probably for many voters of whether it was time to try a Republican governor after nearly three decades of Democrats. Education is a very important issue to the voters of Washington, and that was front and center in this campaign. And you also just had two very distinct, very different candidates stylistically. And I think probably Rob McKenna, the technocrat, as some people have described him, appealed to Washington voters who may like a wonkier governor. And so I think that that's part of what you saw. And the reality is even Democrats are saying in the coming days, this race, which is now, you know, less than 3 points separating these two, is going to get tighter.
What about the state legislature? So much attention focused on all of these referendums, obviously the governor's race. What happened last night as far as control of the legislature?
Republicans really hoped going into this campaign cycle that they could take the majority in the state Senate. They are just a few seats down, and that didn't happen. In fact, it's looking like it might be a bit of a draw, that they may have picked up a seat and may have lost a seat. They were even hoping that if with a couple of seats up, they would basically have a philosophical majority in the state Senate, because there are some more conservative Democrats who have been known to cross the aisle and work with Republicans. And even that doesn't look like it happened at this point. But again, the caveat being they're still counting the ballots. Probably the biggest headline is that at this point it appears that Mary Margaret Haugen, the longtime transportation chair in the Senate from Camino Island, is perhaps losing her seat. That's if the trend line holds. Similarly, Republican Don Benton in Southwest Washington, a longtime state senator, is trailing his Democratic opponent right now. If those trend lines hold, two longtime members of the state Senate may not return, but it doesn't look like there was a major shakeup in these legislative races. There are some individual interesting stories, but nothing, no sea change.
Okay, and Haugen, to be clear, is a Democrat, is that right?
Correct.
Thank you so much, Austin. We'll have more on Washington state election returns in our next newscast in about 30 minutes. I'm Sarah Lerner. This is KUOW News.